USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As much of the country is dealing with record cold temperatures, folks do need to be alert. Dr. Tom Waters is an emergency physician at the Cleveland Clinic. He says frigid temperatures can escalate into hypothermia quickly.
Initially, they're a little excited. They're shivering. They may be stomping their feet and moving around a lot. But that's usually followed by what we call a slowing phase, when they start to get lethargic, maybe slurred speech. They start to have a little trouble walking.
That audio courtesy of Fox 2 WJBK in Detroit, Michigan. In his annual State of the NFL address, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell addresses the controversial no call at the end of the Saints-Rams game.
Now, there's solutions for this, and I'm not suggesting that. That's what the committee has to focus in on. What are the solutions? What are the unintended consequences? And come up with something that we think can keep the competitive nature of our game, but also improve efficiency.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
A special committee's begun to work to avert another shutdown. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
There are 17 members from the House and the Senate on the committee that's looking to craft a long-term budget extension to avert another shutdown on February 15th. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn's on the panel.
Nobody wants the government shut down. What we want is for the Democrats to negotiate and come to a resolution on this.
President Trump tweeting on Wednesday morning as the committee was sitting down for its first meeting that they'll be wasting their time if they're not seriously considering money for a wall or physical barrier at the border.
Arizona is looking to be the ninth state to allow sports betting after a Republican state senator introduced a bill that outlines what legal sports betting would look like in Arizona. The bill would allow any federally recognized tribe that has a state gaming compact to operate sports gambling. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
California Democratic Senator Kamala Harris, who is seeking the Democratic presidential nomination, veered away from one of President Trump's famous lines, which is, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor, when she said on Monday that private health insurance is inhumane and proposed a government-run alternative. Dr. Mark Siegel is a practicing internist and Fox News medical contributor. He explains what Medicare for All really is.
Medicare for All is not expanding Medicare. It's putting a wrecking ball to private insurance and revamping everything and putting a new product in place that the government runs. And I have to firmly disagree with the idea that Senator Kamala Harris is saying there that it means instant access. I can tell you, working with both private and public insurance in my office, with Medicare, with Medicaid, sometimes with private, there's no such thing as access based on public health insurance. The government doesn't provide access. The government is a bureaucracy. I have to appeal, Bill, to the government sometimes, and I get on the phone. A distant bureaucrat is approving or disapproving of some procedure I think a patient needs. That's going to get worse here if we had Medicare for All. So there's a huge bureaucracy that will come along down the pike. You'll get rid of the employer-based health care system, which is a job incentive. So it's a job killer. It's giving an entitlement to people who maybe wanted to take a job because it gave them health insurance.
You can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.